Sean Jackson, mm-hmm. It's dangerous receiver jersey in the league.
Very much so, and I think it's evident on the film. If you don't prepare for this guy, he's going to burn you. I think he's averaging like 60 yards per touchdown, and it shows on the film.
But, I mean, he's faster than all you guys, so how do you play him?
Yeah, I think you have to respect the speed, and it's going to open up. I think you'd rather give up those 10, 12-yard comebacks than give up those 60-yard plays over the top. So you got to stay on top of them. There's no doubt there, and just force them to make those short throws and come up and tackle.
Right now, it appears that their offense is playing as well as any offense in the league.
Very explosive, and I think they live for the big play. I think they're averaging maybe 4 plays per drive on their scoring drives, and again, they're living on the big plays, and they're doing a great job connecting right now.
As big a challenge as you guys perhaps have faced all year?
Very much so. The coach is definitely a big challenge, but the way these guys are playing right now, they're very hot and probably as good as we're going to face on the opposite side of the ball.
Is this do or die for you guys? Do you view it that way?
Yeah, you can't. I think every game you have to view, we have to win. And this at this point in the season, knowing where we're positioned, we have to win every game. That's how we're looking at it. And, you know, I don't want to say do or die because it's put too much importance on this game, but it is at the end of the season. It's December, and you have to win these games to get into the playoffs.
Now, as a fellow player, are you glad to see Michael Vick back getting a second chance in the league?
Very much so. I think he is well deserved. Definitely he's paid his debt, and I think he's good for the league, and I think he's learned his lesson. You can hear him when he talks. You can tell how much he's matured, and I think most players are happy for him and proud of him.
Now another guy for you to worry about.
Yeah, it is definitely. Explosive offense, man. Again, what they have on paper, if we don't go in with a great game plan and execute the best way we know how, then it'll definitely be a difficult game for us.
And one more thing. Any hangover left over from last week, or have you let it go?
No, I think with too many leaders in this locker room to have it hanging over our head like this, and especially facing a team like Philly, I don't think you can afford it.
This is really the last one. Brian Dawkins, so fired up every week. I'm like, will he take it to another level Sunday?
You would like to think so, but again, that may be a better question for him. I'm waiting to see it, though. I want to see it myself.
What do you think he's found? I mean, as a homecoming, that's got to be a big deal for him.
Again, you have to talk to him about that. I'd like to think he's pretty excited as anybody would be, but I can't tell you what he's feeling inside.
Is there a change in him? Have you noticed a change in him this week?
No.
Do you guys want to get it for him because he's meant so
much? We want to get it because it means so much to this team. He means so much to the team, but the game means so much to the team. So we definitely want to win it for multiple reasons. But, again, it's multifaceted. And, you know, it's a big game, and it is his homecoming. I'm pretty sure he's excited about it. So there's many reasons we want to win this game.